With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration is beginning to double down on its new policy to evict some news organizations out of their workplaces at the Pentagon. Latest from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The White House says CNN, The Washington Post, The Hill, and the online trade publication War Zone will be pushed out of their space in favor of friendlier outlets. Those include Newsmax, The Daily Caller, The Washington Examiner, and The Free Press. It comes a week after eviction notices went out to NBC News, The New York Times, NPR, and Politico. Bob Agnew reporting.
Maybe some tough times ahead for those who claim to be transgender. President Trump has issued an executive order saying there are simply two sexes, male and female, and rejecting the idea that people can transition to a gender identity different from the one assigned at the time of birth. Also at SRNnews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson says House Democrats are beginning to panic at the changes President Trump is making in Washington.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration. And the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Speaker Johnson acknowledges his own chamber's plan will slip into the weekend, but insists it's just a few details to iron out. Hamas releasing three very frail-looking Israeli hostages early today, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners. Strong storm bringing moderate to heavy snow across parts of the upper Great Lakes and northeast over the weekend. Storm expected to dump up to 8 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
European Union warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the nation makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists. This is SRN News. Well, as part of a promotion for a new memoir, Bill Gates weighs in on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening, you know, within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
Sony's PlayStation Network experiencing a major outage around the world, leaving an untold number of gamers unable to access online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly across social media, users reporting a number of messages. More details at SRNnews.com.